Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A lot of us reeling at the kind of bills turning up on the table when we eat out. It seems to be, no matter what type of cuisine you go with, you're still left with a very hefty bill that's really out of all recognition to the bill you would have got before COVID came in early 2020. So people eating out less and trying to find ways around the whole problem while still eating out but not paying the significantly higher bills that we've been enduring. Now, 63% of adults have been cutting back on dining out due to the cost of living. That's according to research from First Table, which is an international restaurant platform, which is trying to pair up people who still want to eat out, but maybe can go in quieter periods to save on the bill. And I'm now joined by their founder, Matt Weir. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Emma.
Listen, we're all looking to try and save when we go out, still retain and keep that socialisation flame going. But there's things like cutting starters. You can just pick a different menu item. There's all sorts of strategies to try and bring that bill down. But your platform has another way, which is linking up people with quieter periods in the restaurant. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a win-win. First Table, it's a restaurant discovery app. Restaurants are listing their off-peak tables, and that could be early in the evening or it could be late in the evening, and making those tables available for diners who want to try something a little bit different, get some good value for money. The great thing about First Table is the deal is the same every time. It's 50% off the food bill, regular price drinks, and just on these time slots that restaurants are offering.
Now, you've been going since 2014, originally rolled it out in Queenstown, New Zealand. So what kind of times are we looking at? And of course, the second critique of the idea, I suppose, is why would I want to eat in a restaurant at 4:30 in the afternoon?
Well, I've got a range of times, so you might be able to find a 4:30 if you're lucky, but we do have times across the schedule. I've just got in front of me now. We've got some 6 p.m. tables, 9 p.m. tables at the end of the night, a couple of 7 p.m. tables. So these are limited number tables, and it might be one, it might be two, but essentially are times that the restaurant is kind of looking to have a few extra people in the venue at these times.
Now, you're trying to link up both the diner and the restaurant. In terms of putting the app together and the platform, is it harder to attract the restaurants into this idea, or is it harder to attract the diners in? Because obviously you don't want to have a big imbalance.
Exactly. It's a marketplace business, so we do look at it trying to build both sides at the same time. For restaurants, the great thing about the model is we don't charge restaurants anything, and I think it's actually quite unique in a hospitality business that you can do something for restaurants without charging them. We've kind of flipped the model around a little bit in that we charge our diners a small booking fee. So it actually works out to be a win-win for restaurants. It's a no-brainer to be on the platform. And for diners, when they're getting 50% off, they don't mind paying a small booking fee. So it's a great model that helps us get both sides equally.
Now, Matt, you're obviously up against others in this area. Lots of other apps can let you go on and just book the restaurant anyway, and they will throw up various earlier times, as you said, 6:15, 6:30. So in order for you to have something unique, it must be difficult enough because you're going up against some big international app competitors.
Yeah, I think what we've done is really just specialize in this area. A lot of apps try to do a little bit of everything for everyone, but because we're trying to just specifically solve this problem, when diners jump onto the platform, they know exactly what they're getting and it's a consistent offer. We're not trying to fill every table in restaurants either. So of course, restaurants are on multiple channels and we of course encourage them to be on multiple channels. We can just help them fill the off-peak ones, the kind of the distressed inventory tables that we can help them with that. So a clear focus helps us win in this segment.
Yeah, I mean, listening to you, it's sort of like taking the early bird idea and sort of putting it on an app, essentially. Is that fair?
It is. And, you know, bars have been doing happy hours for hundreds of years. So it's the same concept. You want to get people in off peak, get some bums on tables. A crowd attracts the crowd. So that's certainly the idea.
Now, Matt, we've all seen the sort of spurting inflation in the food area all over the world. Certainly here in Europe, it's been pretty bad. A lot of it exacerbated by what's going on in the Iran conflict at the moment. But just give us an idea from your vantage point how bad bills are in restaurants globally. What kind of data are you seeing and what kind of pressure points are you witnessing?
So there's that stat that you had earlier that 63% of Irish adults are dining out less because of rising costs. We actually found too that 77% said that they would eat earlier or off-peak for a good offer. And yeah, I mean, consumers still want great dining experiences, right? And hospitality is an incredibly important part of the community. It brings people together over a shared love of food and creates good experience. So it's important that we keep looking after and supporting hospitality and also, yeah, creating opportunities for diners to continue to dining out.
Like, would you call this sort of like a, it's kind of like dynamic pricing? You see it with other companies, Uber and so on, where the business is just trying to smooth out the customer flow. And that's essentially what they're trying to do. Rather than having waiters and chefs standing around mm-hmm. doing nothing, it's just that smoothing out process.
Yeah, exactly. And restaurants don't actually have a lot of tools to support them with themselves with that. So, yeah, this helps with the off-peak part. That helps with generating demand. One of the great things, when someone makes a booking on First Table, we ask them whether they've dined at that restaurant before. And actually 75% of people are saying that when they book a table with First Table, it's the first time that they've dined at that restaurant. So that's another area that we can help restaurants. They don't actually have a whole lot of tools for acquiring new customers in a way that is measurable. So great to see that people are using First Table to try new venues.
And I suppose in terms of the pushback, and when you started this platform and it's been going over a decade, as I pointed out earlier, is it people saying to you, well, I want to be there at the peak period, I want to be there when the restaurant is absolutely full and there's lots of noise and atmosphere, I don't want to be in this off-peak period because that sort of defeats the whole purpose of going out, I can just stay in and cook it in my own kitchen. Is that the main pushback you got initially in the first few years when you rolled it out?
I think... yeah, and I mean, just to be clear, we launched in Dublin just 2 months ago, so certainly new to this market. But I guess, yeah, people are looking for different dining experiences for different times, right? So sometimes it is convenient for them to dine early or late, and they'll take advantage of this offer. At the same time, if they are dining at peak time, they're also happy to pay peak price. So it's just creating opportunities for both. And it doesn't mean that someone that dines at one time always dines at that time. So, yeah, plenty of different opportunities.
Yeah, supply and demand is what kicks in at the end of the day. And it's good, I suppose, in one sense to see that. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Matt Weir is the founder of First Table, now active in the Irish market, starting out in New Zealand and rolling out all across the world. If you're interested in getting 50% off, could you put up with dining at 6 o'clock, as I already said, even at 7 o'clock, which seems pretty busy to me. Anytime I've ever passed a restaurant at 7 o'clock, so it can't be that bad.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.